they call that?
Tarpon, turpon, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know what a cooter is? You ever hear people call a cooter a gopher?
Gopher.
What's a gopher?
So long in my life. My brother's son-in-law had one and picked up somewhere in Mississippi. That's the first time I ever saw one.
Yeah. Now
we don't have them around here.
Things will fly around the light at night. Yeah.
Like mosquitoes or
when you try and catch them, they got powder on their wings and it'll always come off.
Butterfly? Butterfly?
Okay. What about the sort of thing that gets in your clothes and eat up wool?
Moth?
You got lots of them around? You got lots of them?
No, because my wife keeps poison out from
for
the moth. Buy stuff and rock balls and put in the shift over and all.
Now, that kind of thing you used to catch, now these are playing out too. They would light up at night.
Lightning bugs? That's right. I saw one the other day over here the other night.
When you were fishing, this sort of thing would like come and land on the end of your cane pole. Had big eyes and long transparent wings and a long skinny body.
Mosquito hawk? That's something else playing out too. At night we used to have them big mosquito hawks. Boy, they were big ones. And you see them right at dark. They'd be flying around a house like that. When we was kids, we'd take a piece of black thread and tie a little piece of white cotton on it, on a stick like that. And boy, he come there, he's grabbing. He gonna catch it, and you got him because he gets tangled up in that cotton. And we used to play with him. I don't ever see one of them no more.
What sort of stinging insects do you know about?
Huh?
Stinging insects. Do you know about?
Bumblebee, yellow jacket, honeybees.
What about the ones that build paper nests?
Hornet?
They build them big nests?
Yeah. They're like a jug, like. Oh, you talk about something hurt. You ever get stung by one of them? Whew, boy. And I turned down that big house, I tore it down over there. Right in the drain pipe. They had them in there. In that terracotta pipe. The fellow right next door had a dog and he came there and I had the part of that house tore up and I had the middle part tore up and I had to cross over. I had three 2x8s but they were getting rotten. So I put three there. And a dog came there and he smelled in that pipe. And I hollered at him, Roger, get away from me. And he got away and they didn't do him nothing. And I had one piece of 2x8 hard pine and I was walking across there. And boy, when I got right on top of that thing, that thing just broke with me. Oh, and I fell and I hit that pipe. Boy, I'm seeing you right now. One of them got me right here.
Right in your, where?
Right over my glasses.
In your?
Right next to my eyebrow. Forehead over here. About the minute that thing hit me, hit me, and then two of them got me right in the back of the shoulder. I turned loose everything, boy. I had tools there, and I had the house, the seal must have been about this high, but I didn't have the seal out yet. Boy, I passed underneath that seal like that, and I turned around and looked, and boy, everywhere I looked, it was behind me like that. They were hunting for me. Boy, I done like cattle then. I got in them woods and boy, I just done that like that zigzag, you know. And I made a big circle and I came back. And boy, it was just all over that place. And I left everything. My glasses, I didn't even know I slapped them off when I slapped at him.